Is the Torah pro-life or pro-choice? In the recent overturning of Roe v. Wade by the United States Supreme Court, one of the most heatedly debated subjects in American politics has once again been highlighted and brought to life, with the question being whether abortion rights should be protected or prohibited by governments, and in essence, whether governments should be pro-life or pro-choice. In this lesson, we will analyze the Torah's perspective on abortion for Gentile fetuses, whether it's prohibited or permitted for an abortion to be performed on a pregnant Gentile mother. And if prohibited, are there any cases of exception? We must emphasize that the laws relating to the abortion of a Jewish fetus are more complex, detailed, debated, and dependent on various factors, and therefore no laws relevant to the abortion of a Jewish fetus should be derived from this lesson, as it applies solely to the discussion of a Gentile fetus. Even regarding a Gentile fetus, this lesson is for general knowledge and overview of the subject. All practical cases, a Gentile who follows the seven Noahide laws is the contact thereof who is expert in this field. So to first begin with the general pro-life versus pro-choice debate, which today divides our political democracy. Advocates of pro-life claim that life begins with conception, and hence once a woman conceives, she no longer holds rights to seize the pregnancy and kill her fetus, just like no mother or father has the right to kill their child or any other human being, irrelevant of reason. On the other hand, advocates of pro-choice claim that life does not begin until actual birth, and hence a woman holds the right to seize a pregnancy for reason that she sees fit. Between the two extremes are those who advocate for balanced abortion laws, which regulate abortion to specific cases, such as to protect the life of the mother or protect the child from a life of suffering in case of detected abnormalities in the fetus or due to illegitimate pregnancies. We will now begin clarification of the Torah's perspective on this matter as to whether the Torah's view is similar to the pro-life position that it's considered a living being which is forbidden to be killed or aborted, or whether it is closer to the pro-choice view which does not view it as an actual life and gives flexibility for abortion. So we begin with the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin 57a, which is the area in the Talmud that discusses the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, the seven Noahide laws that are binding upon all humanity. And one of those laws is a prohibition against murder. The Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis 57b discusses regarding whether the abortion of a fetus, the killing of a fetus, is likewise included in this murder prohibition that is binding on all humanity. And the Gemara records the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that the killing of a fetus is included in the murder prohibition, for which a Gentile who does so is liable for death, capital punishment, as applies regarding anyone who transgresses one of the seven Noahide laws. Meaning that a fetus is considered an actual life, an actual human being regarding the murder prohibition. Where is this learned from? So the Gemara brings that this is learned from a pasuk in Sefer Bereishis, in which Hashem commanded Noah and his descendants with saying, Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam dama yishofech. The one who spills blood of man within man, his blood shall be spilled, meaning he's liable for the death penalty, for capital punishment, for murder. Now, what is the meaning of the words in Scripture, Adam ba'adam? So the Gemara says this refers to a fetus. Which person is which within a person? A fetus is within the person, within the mother. And the Torah says, warns in the murder prohibition also against killing such a human. From this, it is clearly implied that the Torah is pro-life. However, in truth, as in many Talmudic matters, this matter is under debate amongst the Tanoim. There are Tanoim who are of the opinion that fetuses are not considered human life and therefore are not included in the murder prohibition. So is the opinion of the Tanakama in the Brisa and Sanhedrin there, and the opinion of Tana Dvei Menashe. So we see that the debate today, in truth, was a Talmudic debate amongst the Tanoim. You see, the Tanakama and Tana Dvei Menashe learn this pasuk differently to include other things, and therefore it is not free for one to learn the drush of Rav Yishmael that it comes to include the death of a fetus. Practically, how do we rule? So the Rambam in Hilchus Malachim chapter 9 Halacha 4 concludes and rules like the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, and thus halacha lemaisin, practical halacha, under the seven Noahide laws is a clause against murder, which includes even the killing of a fetus of a Gentile woman. It's interesting to note that some of the Mefarshim debate and question whether this is part of the murder prohibition or it's an independent prohibition against killing fetuses. Whatever the case, the halacha is that a Gentile is chayiv misas, liable for death, for capital punishment for killing a fetus. As the Gemara explains there in Sanhedrin, these prohibitions apply whether to a male Gentile or female Gentile. Bereishis Rabbah 34, it states that not only is the person who performs the abortion chayev misa, but furthermore, any accomplice who sent and instructed the person to do so is also liable for death. This biblical prohibition under the seven Noahide laws applies whether to the fetus of a Jewish woman or of a Gentile woman, meaning that a Gentile is biblically prohibited from aborting any fetus, whether Jew or Gentile. Likewise, the prohibition against aborting a Gentile fetus applies whether to a Jew or Gentile. And not only does civil law not have ability to rule and overrule on this matter, but furthermore, included in one of the seven Noahide laws is a requirement for governments and justice systems to enforce and prosecute transgressions of any of the seven Noahide laws, including abortion. So to conclude, in general, the Torah's perspective on abortion is very similar to the pro-life perspective and applies the murder prohibition even to a fetus and applies it to all humanity. And as the Igros Moshe in the famous responsa emotionally pleaded and protested against the vast amount of abortions done in countries and how it's completely murder and a grave prohibition, the needs and should be fixed. Nonetheless, however, what is still left for us to discuss are if there are any exceptions to this rule, such as can you abort for the sake of saving the life of the mother? From what stage of pregnancy does the prohibition apply? What about illegitimate pregnancies? And what forms of abortion are prohibited? All this and more coming up in part two on this series. And once again, to remind our listeners, all this is in reference to abortions on a Gentile fetus and not on a Jewish fetus, which has its own bylaws.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.